Masechet Me'ilah, Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue to talk about Me'ilah in this Mishnah. In order to violate Me'ilah, a person has to have a peruta worth of benefit from the property. We'll talk about the two extremes. If the item is the type of hekdesh that doesn't normally suffer any damage when it's used, a person would be liable for Me'ilah even if there was no damage. If the item generally does suffer any damage, it diminishes its worth when it is used, there's no me'ilah unless the item suffers a piruta's worth of damage. Here we'll discuss something in the middle. It's an item that will eventually suffer some damage. There will be long-term wear and tear to the item, but there's nothing immediate happening. How do we treat that item? Do we say that it's like the type of item that doesn't normally suffer any damage, and therefore there is me'ilah, even if there's no damage? Or do we say, no, it's like an item that does suffer because it will eventually be damaged, and therefore, unless there's actual damage, unless there's a piruta worth of damage, then there's no me'ilah. Mishnah says, ha-nehenesh ave piruta min ha-hekdesh. If somebody has a piruta's worth of benefit from a hekdesh item, an item that doesn't normally have any immediate damage, afal pi shelo pagam, even if he didn't do any damage to it, Ma'al, he committed the sin of Me'ilah. We're talking about an item that does not generally suffer immediate damage when being used. This is Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Hachamim omrim, kol davar sheyesh bo pegam. Hachamim say, an item that does normally suffer damage over time through regular use, even if the damage that is normally done is not in the moment immediate, lo ma'al achif gom. He does not commit the sin of me'ilah until through his use he causes a piruta's worth of damage to the item. But in any item that doesn't normally suffer any damage from regular use, kevan shenehene ma'al. Once he has benefit from it, a piruta's worth of benefit from it, he committed the sin of me'ilah, even if there was no damage at all. We'll continue to elaborate on this. We'll bring first, a list of items that are not damaged by regular use. Ketzad, natna katla besavara. A woman places a necklace around her neck. That's hekdesh. Taba'at biada, hekdesh ring on her hand. Shateta bekoshel zahav. She drank from a cup that was golden, that was hekdesh. Kevan shenehenet ma'alau. Halakha is, once she has a piruta's worth of benefit from the item, she committed the sin of me'ilah, because these items are not normally damaged by regular use. That is the first way to look at it. These items are not, there's no damage when they're used. So what we do is we calculate how much would a person be willing to pay to wear this jewelry to a party. And if it was a piruta or more, they committed the sin of me'ilah. But here's where it gets different. Lavash behaluk, if a person wears a hekdesh shirt on their skin, kisa betalet, or they cover themselves with a hekdesh cloak as an outer garment, bika bekardom, or they chopped wood with a hekdesh axe, lo ma'al achif gom, they did not commit the sin of me'ilah until they cause a piruta's worth of damage to the item. Hachamim explain over here that even Rabbi Akiva would agree in these cases, because these items do usually suffer damage. They break down from a single use. A skin that's worn on the skin, the sweat could cause some wear and tear every single time, and therefore it's a used shirt, it's worth less. Same thing with a cloak, a shirt that's worn on the outside. There's damage by being exposed to the elements. It can rub against certain things and it could become damaged. And an axe also gets blunted every single time. What the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim is, in general over here, it applies to, let's say there's a shirt that's being worn as a middle layer garment. One that's worn on the skin, we said, is one that everyone agrees is gets damaged. One that's worn on the outside all the way is one that gets damaged from the elements. What the argument here is, one that's right in between the two of them, there's no immediate damage to it, but long term, there will be wear and tear. And this is the machloket we referenced in the beginning of the Mishnah. According to the Rabbi Akiva, as soon as somebody benefits from the piruta's worth of benefit from the garment, he's liable to me'ilah, because according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, he says, if if the item is similar to something that doesn't get damaged, because it only gets damaged later on, there's no immediate damage, and therefore there's the me'ilah applies even if there's no damage. So therefore, according to the Rabbi Akiva, person has benefit from it, perutah's worth, he did me'ilah. It's more similar to the other extreme of an item that doesn't normally have any damage, which we said, once they benefit, they committed me'ilah. While hachamim go the other way. They say that unless there's a perutah's worth of damage through wearing the garment, there's no me'ilah, because they would compare this middle case, an item that doesn't have immediate damage, but long-term it does, they would compare it to something that has damage normally. And if there's no damage done to it, there's no me'ilah. They would compare it to that case, and therefore here as well, the middle cloak, the middle shirt, there's no damage done to it, there's no me'ilah. We'll bring out a similar chiluk, similar distinction about an animal that was dedicated to be a korban. This animal we're going to talk about was a blemished korban. A blemished korban, you could normally redeem, and you take that money and you give it back to the Beit HaMikdash. Talash minahatat keshi haya. If somebody plucked hair from a blemished korban and a hatat while it was still alive, it came to offer it on the Mizbeach, like we said, it's redeemed, and the money is used, we give it to the Beit HaMikdash, and we use it to buy a replacement korban. So here it was plucked while it was alive. Lo ma'al ajif gom. You did not commit the sin of me'ilah until you commit a pirutah's worth of damage to the animal. The hatat here, which is blemished, like we said, will be redeemed. And any damage that lowers its value causes a loss to hekdesh. So it's subject to immediate damage, like a shirt, like a jacket, like a cloak, like an axe. And therefore, me'ilah applies only if it suffers a pirutah's worth of damage. Keshehi meta, but if he plucks hair from the body of the animal when it's already dead, kevan shenehene ma'al, once he has a pirutah's worth of benefit from it, he committed me'ilah even without any damage. A dead animal cannot be redeemed anymore, so it has no inherent value. So value can't decrease. So therefore, we compare it to a necklace, a ring, or a gold cup, like which we said, is subject to me'ilah, even if no damage has been caused.